Our guest this week is Ross Ainsworth, who's a consultant vet from Australia living in Bali. The tourist hotspot has just confirmed cases of foot and mouth disease among livestock. It's already widespread in other parts of Indonesia.
It's caused absolute mayhem in Java and Sumatra. It doesn't kill animals so much. It can kill a small number of animals, but the main thing is it makes them unable to eat and unable to stand up, because the foot lesions, especially on larger animals, make it so painful they must lay down and they can't eat. So they just waste away. And in most cases, the animals are destroyed. The biggest impact's been on the dairy industry, because most of the dairy cows obviously are sort of 400, 500, 600 kilos, and they just collapse. So they're so heavy on their feet, they can't stand up. Their lactation is finished, so they're commercially complete dud. And the only thing they can do is to slaughter them to virtually end their misery. This is such an amazingly infectious disease that it just goes like wildfire.
The issue, I understand, in Bali is a shortage of doses of the foot and mouth vaccination.
Well, that's the issue in most of the country, in fact, but Bali in particular. So the government's only brought in a limited amount of vaccine. When you want 10 million doses of vaccine, you don't get it next week. So they've only received a very small number of doses. They've prioritised them mainly to the dairy areas and some intensive beef areas in Java. And Bali's got 2,000 doses for 600,000 head of cattle, so, and 700,000 pigs. So they're still scrambling to get vaccine from anywhere they can in the world. And I'm sure they're trying hard, but the results are pretty disappointing so far.
Bali reopened to tourists a few months back. How does that affect the risk for Australia and potentially New Zealand?
There are a number of factors which are all lining up together to make it at its absolute worst. So firstly, with no vaccine, the disease will be spreading fast and lots of animals be infected and shedding virus. So elsewhere in Asia, where there's plenty of foot and mouth disease, it's pretty much blanket vaccinated. So there's only a very small number of animals get infected and shed virus. So your chances of coming across one are pretty slim. So Bali has the disease, no vaccine, and then the Balinese love their cattle and they have them in the backyard, and then they walk them out during the day to graze and they bring them home at night. So they walk them past your villa, and there's plenty of opportunities for tourists to come across discharges from cattle, if not the cattle themselves. And so until vaccine arrives, the cows will be at their sort of shedding their maximum virus, and they're in a place where they'll be interacting with a lot of tourists. I live in the main area of Seminyak, and there are cattle here everywhere. There are pigs here as well. This is a Hindu island. The rest of Indonesia is Muslim, but this is a Hindu island in Bali, and so they have lots of pigs. And pigs spread the virus much more efficiently than even cattle do. So we've got heavy shedding of virus in a place where the cattle are, in many cases, close to where the tourists are, and we don't have any vaccine yet. So we're in this very dangerous window before they're fully vaccinated, and it might take a year, 6 months or a year. And, of course, tourists have just started to turn up in big numbers. I was at a restaurant today, and it was full. It's almost in the last 2 or 3 weeks that tourist numbers have gone through the roof.
So are the authorities stopping animals from roaming about? What's being done to control the outbreak?
Well, they're restricting movement in a big picture. Animals can't go onto or off Bali, but there's nothing they can do to stop a farmer grazing his cows around the town. Short answer, there is no restriction. If they find animals that are infected, they'll probably be too sick to be walking anywhere. But apart from that, it's very difficult to control animals in this environment.
So what do you think New Zealand authorities should be doing about this?
Well, my suggestion, the Australian authorities have upgraded their biosecurity arrangements, specifically at the airports that receive the most of Bali tourists, and things like more dogs looking for food in luggage, more questions to the tourists and asking them about their shoes and their clothes, have they been on a farm? But I don't think it's enough, to be honest. I think we're in such a dangerous window that we need foot baths to be operational. You know, they're just sponges on the ground in a tray with some disinfectant so that people's shoes are clean underneath where they would possibly have come across some virus on the ground. Otherwise, a virus can easily last 2 days in a bit of organic matter under your shoe. But the government's resisting this in Australia because they say, well, mostly people wear thongs when they're coming and going to Bali and, you know, it might irritate their feet. Well, I think it's more important to irritate a few feet than to get the virus delivered to Australia.
Our authorities have gone to Indonesia to investigate the risks in the palm kernel supply chain. That's feed for our cattle. Is the risk of transmission via tourists a bigger one in your view?
Probably, yes. There are protocols to ensure that the palm kernel cake is manufactured in a safe way. So I think that's quite a low risk, but there are biosecurity measures to make sure that that's the case. Travelling tourists are the risk. I'm not sure if there are direct flights, but even if they're via Melbourne or Sydney or something, you'd still be home in less than 24 hours and the virus can last on your shoe for 48. So, big danger.
Consultant vet Ross Ainsworth speaking to us from Bali. The Ministry for Primary Industries says New Zealand already has some of the toughest biosecurity measures against foot and mouth. It says the risk to this country is low, especially without direct flights at the moment, but it's taking extra steps, including stepped up baggage searches at the border and putting out more information to people arriving from countries of risk. Vets are on the alert, and it's reminding farmers to keep up strong general biosecurity plans on farm. MPI says its recent audit of Indonesia's palm kernel supply chain shows it is meeting New Zealand's strict biosecurity requirements for foot and mouth.